This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a little bit of federal spending news to pass on, little here being in relative terms. The Interior Department says it's going to end a $1 million study into the health risks from what's known as mountaintop removal coal mining, kind of mining that dumps debris down into surrounding valleys. The study was looking at the connection between that mining waste and health problems for the people living in those valleys and nearby, things like heart disease and lung and cancer and birth defects. Marketplace's Jed Kim makes the connection between research money and regulatory policy.
Does mountaintop removal harm public health? Michael Hendricks at Indiana University has been researching this for a decade.
I think we know more than we need to know that this process is harmful and should be stopped now.
He says we don't know the exact ways or levels at which it causes harm. That's part of what the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine was looking into. Now it won't. John Cookett is with the Sierra Club. He says stopping the science is in line with the Trump administration's goals of bringing back coal jobs to Appalachia.
If they move forward and the National Academy finds that mountaintop removal impacts the health of the communities that live around these mines, then that will be used as the justification for establishing public health standards.
Standards that, once in place, would have to be upheld and would mean messier fights down the road for coal companies.
Not moving forward with studies, not moving forward with initiatives, it's actually the easiest thing they can do.
The National Mining Association said it couldn't provide anyone for an interview. In a statement, it said there isn't a definitive link between mountain removal and health effects. But that's a bit of a chicken and egg problem, says John Deskins. He directs the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at West Virginia University.
If we don't do research on it, then there's certainly not ever going to be a proven link. I mean, that's how come you have to do research.
The Sierra Club says funding could come from other sources, but if it's not a federally backed study, the government may not have to abide by the results. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.